A labor dispute is heating up between workers at the Space Needle and the private owners of Seattle's most famous landmark. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
The Space Needle may seem like a public institution, but it's always been privately owned by the Wright family. Their construction company built it back in the early 60s for the Seattle World's Fair. Union organizer Jasmine Marwaha of Unite Here Local 8 says the staff has been part of the union since then. The union covers about 200 Space Needle workers, everyone from valets and elevator operators to restaurant servers. Their contract expired in May 2011. Marwaha says they haven't been able to reach a new agreement with the company.
The workers were asking for protection against being replaced by a low-wage subcontractor, basically a guarantee that their jobs won't be sold out to the lowest bidder.
She says Space Needle executives broke off talks. Lately, the union's been picketing once a week at the bottom of the Space Needle. Workers say management responded by pulling employees into a meeting to tell them they could be replaced if they keep up the protests. Lou Christensen is shop steward and has spent 11 years as a waiter in the restaurant.
It's scaring a lot of people. There's a lot of people afraid of losing their jobs when we've been very loyal to the company for lots of years.
Christensen says they have no plans to strike. He says workers just want Space Needle executives to return to the bargaining table. But union leaders plan to keep up the heat. Just last week, they filed 3 unfair labor practice complaints with the National Labor Relations Board. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.
A company spokesman responded in an email late yesterday. He says their contract was fair and that management has not told workers they can be replaced if they protest.